Well, the Great Northern Radio Show is brought to you by the Iron Mining Association. From paper clips to ships, iron ore is a key element used to produce almost everything we use daily. If it wasn't grown, it was probably mined. More at tachinite.org. We'd also like to thank the board of the Paul Bunyan Playhouse and the event staff here at the historic Chief Theater in Bemidji for hosting us this evening. For those of you listening on the radio, you should know that we are broadcasting live from the full set of Bemidji Community Theater's The Magical Pied Piper of Hamlet. It's an old German village. We forgot our lederhosen at home. We make the effort this evening not to abscond with your children. That's the goal. The Great Northern Radio Show was born last year on the Iron Range, where I'm from. This is our second show. We named it for a railroad that doesn't exist anymore, at least not except in corporate lineage. It's the Great Northern Railway, the railroad that took the iron ore off the Iron Range and that fed the economic engine of the 20th century. And we named it Great Northern Radio Show because that's how we are. We're on tracks. We're moving. We're moving from town to town around northern Minnesota, a special place. Being here in the headwaters of the Mississippi makes you think about water. It makes you think about where water goes and all the people who live along the way along the water here. And water brings people together, which is really important because it's an election year and everyone's going to be dividing, you know, and going different directions this year. But as crazy as politics might seem, these days, the election of 12 that I really get a kick out of was 1912, well, about 100 years ago. And I just love the dynamic of this race. An incumbent was the Republican president, William Howard Taft, who was a conservative 300-pound Unitarian. You don't see that much. You don't see it much, is what I'm saying. His Democratic rival was a very unpleasant New Jersey College president, Woodrow Wilson. Nobody actually really liked him. But he won that year. And then, it was the last American election in which third party had a real chance to win. And third party candidate, for those of you who follow history, was Theodore Roosevelt, former president who had then founded the Progressive Bull Moose Party. He carried Minnesota. He carried most of the counties in Minnesota, including St. Louis County. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. He's on Mount Rushmore. St. Louis County, he carried that. He carried Duluth. But here in Beltrami County, the winning candidate was not any of these people. Oh, the county was carried by Eugene Debs. Who was labels mean different things in different times, but he was a socialist and he was in jail for being a socialist. He was in prison. He was in prison and he carried Beltrami County, also carried Lake County up in northeastern Minnesota. Lake. But Minnesota was a battleground. It was a battleground between, in northern Minnesota, it was a battleground between Debs and Roosevelt. And Roosevelt carried the state, and Debs carried Beltrami County. And that's just an interesting time in politics. But on the subject of politics, there's an old saying that goes, diapers and politicians both need to be changed often and for the same reason. That brought me to the attention of the most recent Bemidji news story I saw back in the range and all over Minnesota, of course, the diaper dumper that you guys have here. The adult diaper dumper who dumps diapers, ironically, near the dump. Doesn't go all the way there. And it just goes to show that, you know, communities can be known for lots of things, and I'm really hoping that for your sake they catch this diaper dumper. Adult diaper dumper. I think the adult diapers are what makes it a really unusual story. But that quote that I said about politicians and diapers often attributed to Mark Twain, who was a Mississippi River steamboat pilot in his early years. Real name was Samuel Clemens. Took his pen name from the term mark, which is to designate, and Twain, which is a level, a level on the river, a depth measure. And Mark Twain once said of the Mississippi River, "The Mississippi will always have its own way. No engineering skill can persuade it to do otherwise." He also said in an interview talking about the upper Mississippi, which he thought was always ignored, the part of the river that goes all the way up here. He said, quote, "There are crowds of odd islands, bluffs, prairies, hills, woods, and villages, everything one could desire to amuse the children. Few people ever think of going there, however." Dickens, Corbett, Mother Trollope, and other discriminating English people who wrote up the country before 1842 had hardly an idea that such a stretch of river scenery existed. Their successors have followed in their footsteps, and as we form our opinions of our country from what other people say of us, of course, we ignore the finest part of the Mississippi. Mark Twain. So, We all need to look at the river more, especially here at the heart of the headwaters. Water makes us think about life. Tonight, the Great Northern Radio Show is run on westward tracks. We raced a train to get over here. It's an honor to be here in Bemidji tonight for our first show of 2012. It's the season of Easter, the season of spring, the first week on the air for 90.5 KBXE. And there's a lot to be hopeful about. Hope and love have a lot in common. They're the only things that can defeat darkness, fear, and hate. Not only that, hope and love are invincible if we love and if we hope.